Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the bigger show, and the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. Yes, the week is winding down. We're getting closer and closer to another weekend. And as you're traveling in this morning, wherever you are, whatever part of the country you're in, it's just about that time generally for most kids. School zone times. School buses, school kids, school zones. We ask you every single morning, no matter where you are, to make sure that you're observing that. Make sure that you're watching out for kids that are standing unattended at bus stops, kids that are walking, school bus drivers. You know, it seems like more and more we're having occasions to talk to people who are
either driving school buses or about to start driving school buses. And they all talk about, you know, it is very challenging to make sure that they do a good job in getting kids to school safely and keeping order on the bus and also driving the bus. So, you know what, especially on mornings when the weather is not so optimal, lots of things going on, we always ask you to be mindful about those school buses. I know nobody wants to get behind a school bus, especially when you're in a hurry. But if you do have to get behind one, the fact of the matter is you gotta slow down. Help our crossing guards and our resource officers. Every single morning we see our resource officer. He's standing waiting for the kids to get there, making sure that the carpool line goes smoothly. And I'm gonna tell you, that's another thing. If you're a carpooler, on those mornings when you're in a hurry, it seems like these kids are carrying more and more baggage to school. I don't know what it is, but it's just happening. So you just have to make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there. And our mantra is this: on time is late, and early is on time. You know, we started saying that years ago, kind of in jest, but the more you go, the busier you get, you gotta know that early is gonna help you with on time. On time is not gonna help you with on time. I don't know if it makes sense to you right now, but just contemplate it. Early is always better. There's so many things happening. Traffic is building in every city, USA. And when that happens, there's more accidents. There's more things happening. There are more young people on the road driving, heaven forbid. So we got to watch out for everything. You've got more pedestrians walking. And so it's just something to be mindful about. But it's Wednesday. It's 7:41 if you're just getting started. We want to make sure that you're off to a great start. And most importantly, that you're carrying that momentum still from Monday. And I'm going to tell you, every single day needs to be a momentous day. And if you're not feeling that momentum, all you've got to do is open up your mouth, throw it out in the atmosphere. But you got to say it. You got to say, you know what? I am feeling momentous today. I intend to have momentum today. No matter what it looks like, no matter if it's sunny, rainy, no matter if it's cool or hot, you just declare that you are going to have momentum. And I guarantee you, once you put it out there in the atmosphere enough, you start to believe it, and then the atmosphere starts to reciprocate. It starts to bring it right back to you. It's going to be a great Wednesday morning. We've got great, great conversation on point, and so we want to make sure that you stay on point for it. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, they're making patients better, faster. It is their top priority. And for more information about MIGS, here's the number, 318-445-9700. And you know, we've been running the commercial about spider veins and varicose veins, and it's getting to be that time of the year where we're wearing shorts, we're wearing swimsuits, we're out at the lake, you know, we're doing all the things that are wonderful about summer, and many of us have stopped doing it because we have been so self-conscious about our legs. Well, Dr. Head is going to be in tomorrow, and he is going to share with us how we can get those creepy little veins that we all really hate, how we can get them fixed, and get them fixed in a way that you're not going to have very much downtime. So you really want to make sure that you stay on point for that. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. St. Francis Cabrini Hospital's new community clinic is Incarnate Word Community Clinic, located at 3351 Masonic Drive, right here in Alexandria. They've got urgent care, also physician's appointments, and the number to phone, 318-448-6800. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the credit union with heart. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. McDonald's of Central Louisiana, I'm loving it. It is our stop every single morning for breakfast. They've got the best coffee, the best breakfast, and a great stop. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number, 318-487-1881. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Wind Down Wednesday. It's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern time, and 6:52 Pacific time. I tell you what, this morning I was pondering, and I have been pondering, and I wanted to share it with you guys this morning, something called procrastination, something that many of us have on a regular, consistent basis. Some of us procrastinate almost all the time, and then others of us procrastinate sometime, and then you've got, I guess, probably categories of procrastination, and then many of the times people procrastinate. And I started asking myself, you know, because when you have a teenager and you're raising young people, you sort of look at their lives and you look at what you're teaching them, and you begin to learn, if you're wise, I guess, or as you get wiser, you start to learn from them. And I started wondering about our young son and his procrastination on things. And so I started asking him, you know, why is it that you always feel it's okay to wait on a thing? And he said, well, you know, just like probably everybody else, he really didn't know. So, you know, I had to find an article about it or had to read about it to kind of share, because I think that many of us and are procrastinators, and some of us don't even realize that we're procrastinating. And so I said to him as we were conversating, you know, I think drive time is the best time to really conversate with your kids before and after school. And I said to him, I said, you know, if you don't set some goals, if you procrastinate on setting goals, it's almost like going somewhere and you don't know where you're going. Well, if you don't know where you're going, then certainly you're not going to be able to get there. And then I said to him, and it was just like HG, Holy Ghost download is what I'm calling it. And then I said to him, and then if you don't get going, you can't get there. All in the realm, really, of procrastination. So I started looking at what the thought leaders of the world said about procrastination. And they said, you know, it's really an easy way to get stuck. And sometimes you get stuck and you don't even realize it. You get stuck unknowingly, and then you start avoiding things, and then you create reasons why. I mean, good logical reasons why you haven't done what you needed to do. And for many people, that's their story. And I think for a long time, I probably had a lot of semblance of procrastination where I would put off. And just little things, like if I'd go to the store and I'd purchase something, I wouldn't log it in my checkbook right away. I'd keep the receipt. I'd slide it into my check register. And, you know, before I knew it, I had a stack of receipts that had not been registered or logged in my checkbook. And so DC started really saying, Carlette, that is an issue. You know, why wouldn't you just, and this is a, well, this isn't really a little thing. This could really be a big thing. Why wouldn't you just take 10 seconds, write it down, log it, and then you're done with it? Well, it starts with those very seemingly small things. When you start to put off and put off, and you say, oh, I'll do it, I'll do it later, and then later becomes next week, and then next week becomes 2 weeks, and on and on and on, and before you know it, you've got a whole bevy of things that needed to be done that you just put off, put off, put off. And so what the experts are saying about procrastination is that one of the main reasons why people procrastinate is because they're waiting for the perfect time. And I started to say, okay, you're waiting for the perfect time. You're telling yourself you need the right amount of time, you need the right amount of physical space, you need the right equipment, you know, you need everything to line up before you do a thing. And then, you see, the thing about procrastination is that you give yourself all of these wonderful reasons why you haven't done a thing or why you're gonna do the thing, and why. You don't have enough money right now. The timing isn't right now. And before you know it, those things just slip right on by. And then no strain, no gain. You work best under pressure. Many people say, oh, yeah. When I'm under pressure, when I'm under the gun, you know, right before, you know, the deadline, that's really when I come alive. I come alive. That's when I get it, you know. And then the next is productive procrastination, if you can believe that. Taking care of all the other things that you've put off in favor of the one that you need to get done. So the moral of the story is that procrastination is just not a good thing. You know, and when you start to look at procrastination on its face, what you'll realize is that it is a trick to steal from you. It is a trick to steal from you. It's stealing your time. It's stealing your energy. It's stealing your productivity when all you have to do is just get her done. Just get her done, you know? And then when you get it done, you feel such a great sense of accomplishment that you're like, why did it take me so long to get this thing done? Well, you know what? It's fruit for thought. Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you if you're searching for your first new home this summer, or you're saying, okay, I'm gonna stop procrastinating, Carlette. I have been wanting to refinance my house for 5 years. I just haven't done it. I haven't done it because of the paperwork. I haven't done it because this, and this. Now it's time. You can phone the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage at 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can contact attorney Chris Roy Jr. by phoning 318-487-0991.
Should know by the way you popped your car sideways that it wouldn't last. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright.
Of the jockeys that were there before me.
Believe it or not,
try to tame your little red love machine.
Yeah.
is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices, serving Central Louisiana for more than four decades with experience and representing the people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. For more information about attorney Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-0991.
This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, have a thought with my friends on point talk about today. I want to look at success. Many of us think success is what people have told us, but the truth is success is in life depends upon the three I's: integrity, intelligence, and industry. If you find his place, if we find our place, it fuels the person that to become a successful man. We have to find our niche in life. And keep in mind, as we work through this, our integrity is who we are when nobody is looking. Our intelligence is what God has put in us. And our industry is how we apply that to work. Now, keep this in mind for me. All men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. So if we find our intelligence, what God has put in us, we will discover that knowledge is what's known, the apprehension of facts in the mind, and wisdom is the application of facts in life. And that's where our intelligence comes. So be intelligent, be hard, be successful, work hard, watch God bless you, and nobody can stop you from becoming who God created you to be. Have a good day.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and invite you one conversation at a time.
Giving it up.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8 minutes after 8 local time, 8 minutes after 9 Eastern time, and if you're on Pacific time, it's 8 minutes after 6. And this morning, I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. You know, we're always sort of looking at how others dress. We're looking at the way, considering the way that we dress. And we have come into a place where now the way that you dress is really subject to interpretation, if you will. A lot of people are underdressing, probably underdressing more than overdressing. But I don't know about you, but
at why are you laughing?
What about provocative dressing at church?
Now, you had to go there. He's feeling good this morning. What about provocative? Well, you know, and that is also a part of the dynamic.
You know, I say that, Corlette, you know, some people really don't understand. Let me see if this is a good way to say it. Sometimes people don't really understand how the way they dress speaks to people about, speaks certain things.
Right.
You know, it really, it says things to people.
Absolutely,
you know,
it does.
And sometimes people just don't know. Like, you'll notice sometimes people wear the same clothes to the nightclub that they wear to church.
Mm-hmm.
That's a person who really doesn't understand that you're not trying to give off club vibes in the church.
Right.
You know?
And I think, do you think it has something to do with how carefree our society has become that you can sort of just dress however you want?
No, I don't think that's
you
what
don't
it
think
is.
That's
I think it
is?
Has to do with people's perception being deceived.
Mm.
In other words, in one instance, you may think I'm dressed up to go somewhere nice, but dressed up to go to church and dressed up to go to the club is dressed to go to a parade, you know, dressed to go to a concert or dressed to go to a festival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different types of dress. So I'm eager to see what she's going to say because, you know, I really am. I mean, I'm really interested in this interview because this type of situation intrigues me because I see people do things and I say, what were they thinking?
And a lot of people do that. And you wonder if they were even thinking at all. But the whole thing is, DC, is I think that people really are thinking but don't really have great perception on when to say when on what when it comes to dressing, if that
makes
sense.
That's why I call it deceived perception.
Yeah.
You know, they're a little bit deceived in their perception of what it is and what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they perceive what they want it to be versus the reality of what it is, I believe. I just, you know.
And I think that this morning's conversation is not only going to be good for women, but it's also going to be good for men as well. Because you're having a lot of that where people are not knowing when to say when. And we've just become a society where we feel like whatever we do goes. And if you really want to find and be the best that you can be, especially for those people that are trying to make an impression. And I think for the most part, I don't think I'd be wrong in saying that when we do dress, there is a certain perception or impression that we're trying to give off. And if that is indeed the truth, because everybody spend some semblance of time choosing what it is that they're going to wear, well, wouldn't you want to choose the best, most appropriate outfit? Because your outfit is almost like your brand. It tells people something about you. It tells others who you are. It tells them, you know, if you're serious about an issue or not. And I'm going to tell you, our clothes and the way that we present ourselves when we walk into a room speaks volumes. And many of us have never even contemplated it. And I hear you in the atmosphere saying, you know what, I wear what I want to wear. And that's fine, you know, but what if you could find some tips that would make you just a little bit better? What if your presentation could be just a little bit better, and people would look at you when you walked into a room, and you would be able to own the room instead of the room saying, wow, what was she trying to do? You know, it's going to be a great conversation. We've got an expert that is globally recognized, and I'm going to tell you, it's a conversation that each and every one of us needs to stay on point for. It's Wind Down Wednesday. It's 14 minutes after 8 local time, 14 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And if you're in Beverly Hills, California, which is where we're going, it's 6:14. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, and we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
At your age, not your shoes, not your shoes.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, you already know it's Wind Down Wednesday. It's 8:21 local time, 9:21 Eastern time. And if you're in Beverly Hills, California, or somewhere thereabouts, it's about 6:22 local time. Our guest this morning is Liana Shauli. She has spent the last two decades consulting CEOs, celebrities, and political figures on matters of self-image. Liana is the president and founder of Image Therapist International. She also speaks globally, and she educates many. Liana, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network.
I am so privileged to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation, Carlette.
Absolutely. So first of all, a lot of people are saying, what in the world is an image therapist? Let's start there.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are right, because I realized many years ago when I first came to America, I moved here from Europe, I moved here to build this dream. So the dream was that there were a lot of image consultants, and then there were a lot of therapists. And in my work as a custom clothing designer, which is what I am by trade, and I became a custom clothing designer because I realized people were having a lot of difficulty expressing who they are authentically in their wardrobe. And I made it my goal to provide transformation through the empowerment of wardrobe. And so I decided, you know, there's image consultants that tell you what color to wear, they tell you where to shop, they tell you what to buy, but nobody really gets to the inside, to the essence of a human being, which is actually the foundation of who you are. And so I decided to put those two domains together and call it image therapy. Because the truth is that our second skin is closer to us than our lover, than our breastfeeding child. It's closer to us than anything. So clothes are constantly enveloping us, touching us, being with us, speaking for us, walking into the room before we do, hiding us. So there's a lot of therapy involved.
Absolutely. I love what you said, though. You knew that this was your mission. And you knew that this is what God had created you to do. How did you know that? And more importantly, how did you turn something that could have seemingly been so intangible into such a global business?
Well, you know, I used to say, this is a really good question, Carla. People would say to me, so how long have you been doing this? And I would say, my whole life. Without even thinking about it. And many years ago, in about 1995, I spoke at the Conference for Image Consultants. I had a couple of breakout sessions and a keynote. And my mother came to visit, and she came to hear me speak. And unbeknownst to me, she was in the room when I was training. And at the end of the workshop, I said, you know, there's microphones in the back. Please ask your questions. And someone goes up to the microphone, I can't see their face, and she starts speaking, and it's my mother. And my heart just drops to the floor. As a lot of maybe your listeners know, mothers and daughters sometimes go through a very hard time, and that was me. And she says, I don't have a question, but I have a comment, and I want to share with you that many years ago when I was a young woman, I was very, very sick, and I was in bed a lot, and my three-year-old daughter would go into my closet, and she would pull on the clothes until the hanger broke. She would get the matching shoes, the scarf, the purse, the makeup, and she would lay it out all on top of the bed that I was laying in. She would come pull the covers off my face, and she'd say, Mommy, I have all your clothes ready. Get dressed, because when you get dressed, you look beautiful, and then you feel better, and then we can go out and have fun together. And she says to the audience, she says, I was so sick that I could not follow the invitation of my little girl. And the truth is that the little girl who dressed me when I was so sick and wanted the best for me is the woman who trained you today. And I know that she's the best because I was her first client.
Oh, what an incredible story. And what does that do to your heart at that moment?
And that, you know, the whole room, there were 120 women. We all sobbed. We all sobbed. And the truth is, Carlette, that my mission, when I say I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, my mission is to take you from the bud that you are to the blossom that you have the possibility of being.
And so how do we open up people from the bud to the possibility? Because a lot of people, everybody that's listening this morning got dressed, and they purposed to get dressed. But how do we bring our best self to getting dressed?
Right. So that's a great question. So I believe that dressing is an embodied action. Like most of the things that we do, and a lot of the things that we do have bad habits, you know, what we eat, who we hang out with, what we do during the day, how much television we watch, all of those things are embodied. So in order to change the embodiment, in order to be conscious of it, I call it living on purpose by feeling the insides of your eyelids. Hmm. Because the minute you feel something in the body, it means that you're present to what's happening. And that starts usually with the closet. Usually what happens is even before the closet. But in the closet, it's very tangible. Like you can open your closet and you can say, I shut down, I have fears. Most people don't even want to go into their closet. Most people don't even wear most of the stuff that's in their closet. So the statistics say 80% of what you have in your closet never, ever gets worn. You wear 20% of your closet 80% of the time.
Wow.
So essentially what most people have is a storage unit that's taking up expensive real estate space, things with tags on it that talk to you when you open your closet.
What do they say? What do they say when they talk?
You spent so much money on me. Why on earth did you buy me? I cost $1,000 and the tag is still on it. You know, or you have four sizes in your closet. I'm sure there's a lot of your listeners, because from 25, 30 years of doing this work, I can tell you how much I have seen and what I've seen. The wrong color, people shop because they're frustrated. Most people have 60, 70% of black in their closet, which is a whole other daily workshop. I don't want anyone to be wearing black because it shuts down your heart. Mm. So start with your closet.
Well, wait a minute. Let me rewind you right there. Because you know you stepped on a lot of people's toes right there, Liana. Mm-hmm. Black shuts your heart off?
It does. It's the absence of color.
Mm.
And we are all on God's earth, all of us. Every single thing that's been made on earth, everything that God has created contains color. Mm. The only thing in nature that doesn't contain color is coal.
Wow.
And even in coal, there's sparkle.
Hmm.
See, now you let that sink in for a minute.
You feel me letting that sink in, right? Like everybody else is, that's saying, okay, I've got all my black stuff because I'm trying to hide all of these things. So how do we help people that we have been conditioned to believe that black is slimming, you know, all of the things that we feel and know about black? How do we get out of that routine?
So we've been conditioned that black is fantastic.
Right.
Now, I believe that each human being has their own personal black. So I've looked at your picture, Carlette, and one of your personal blacks is chocolate brown.
Okay.
And you may not love it, but it really loves you.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Because you've got a lot of it in your hair, you've got a lot of it in your eyes, you've got a lot of it in your skin. And so each human being, whether they have blue eyes and they have navy as their black, mm-hmm. or whether they have green eyes and they have forest green or teal as their black. Now, black doesn't just have to be your eye color, or your personal black can be derived from a color that you can wear that looks really beautiful on you, taken to its darkest level and turned into a neutral. So burgundy, forest green, teal, navy, olive. Hmm. Those are all personal blacks for certain people. And that's why I said at the beginning when we were having the conversation, this needs to be turned into a television show, because you can speak about it on the radio and people can actually, they can get it in their bodies. But when you see what the difference makes, on one shoulder you have chocolate brown and on the other shoulder of a human being you have black, and you see how the face really lights up with the dark brown or the mocha or the coffee or the cappuccino, whatever you want to call the color, it you'll never go back.
Hmm.
And I have clients who, and I say to them, look, you don't have to listen to me. Just go try it. I just want you to do it as an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Take your black, put it into a graveyard closet. put a sign on it. This is my graveyard closet. Go visit it. Go take flowers to it. Go mourn it. Just don't wear it.
Okay.
For a month. Uh-huh. That's all you, you know, my friend Jack Canfield always says, you can do anything for a month.
Right.
And so the truth is, once you start doing that, you will have a different reaction from people.
Mm-hmm.
You will have a different impact on people. People will say things to you like, wow, you look really great. You look happy. Are you mm-hmm. in love? Did you lose weight? So there's, we all as a human race
mm-hmm.
have a lot of impact on people.
Absolutely. So now let's take it a step further where people are dressing and we make a decision when we go to our closet. And I absolutely agree with you. We're only wearing a small percentage of what we own. You say about 20%. Mm-hmm. So you're getting ready for an event, whether it's church, whether it's a business event. And so I think that people have gotten skewed on when to wear what.
You mean as in
in choosing
item?
The right thing
right.
to wear, so that mm-hmm. you so that your presentation. How do we go through that process of understanding in which setting that you should wear what?
Well, for the first thing I'd like to say about that, Carla, is that I believe that every human being is a masterpiece.
Hmm.
And your masterpiece is going to look different in church than my masterpiece. Your masterpiece is going to be authentic, hopefully, God willing. It's going to be an authentic reflection of you, of your strengths, of your empowerment, of who you are. And that's one of the reasons why you know, people always say to me, well, Liana, can you just give me a blanket statement or can you just give me what type I am? And I say, yeah, you can learn a little bit about that, but it doesn't give you all the facets of you. So let's talk about you because people have seen your picture and they know who you are a little bit from the radio and you have a certain kind of personality. The thing about, there's two different conversations going on. There's two different questions going on. One is the question on being respectful to the situation you're going into.
Right.
But my point of view starts with you being respectful and honoring of you, and then in regards to the situation you're going into.
Hmm.
It starts with you. Who are you? And so you've just seen my picture. Now I'm going to pretend I had a different voice. So listen.
Okay.
Hi, Carlette. This is Liana. And I'm actually an image therapist, and I work in Beverly Hills. And so imagine I had a voice like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a very different person.
Absolutely.
You'd immediately notice that my character is different. You'd most probably have a belief system that I was a little more introverted, a little more nerdy. So the voice has a lot to do with how you show up in the world.
Mm.
So when you say to me, so how does somebody get dressed for church and why do people not know that? It's because they're getting so many different messages.
Mm.
The world, Carla, is getting so many different messages. Do this, don't do that, dye your hair, you're too fat, why are you doing this, don't do that, it has to be like this, it should be like that. And when people don't, for whatever the reason is, they feel less than. And the fashion industry, and I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes, but the fashion industry and the beauty industry really over the last 20, 30 years, 50 years, has not really gotten a gold medal for empowering women on a social, spiritual, psychological, and emotional level.
Right. And you know what I think it's mainly about is because the message is being sent that you have to have a certain body type. You have to be thin enough. You have to be enough, enough, enough. And so when you feel like you have to be that and then you try to move into dressing
right.
like that, those two don't work when you're not that.
Right. And so that's why I do what I do. And that's why I will do it until God calls me, which she has. And in that opportunity, I mean, I died and came back, and I realized after my near-death experience that, you know, I got to do this. It doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter why, I just have to do it.
Wow.
I just have to keep pushing forward. I have to keep walking through the wall for my client. I have to keep walking through walls in schools for girls who are 10 years old who think that, who are anorexic.
Mm-hmm.
Carlette, 10-year-old girls,
wow,
anorexic. Boys, anorexic, because they believe that they're too fat and their mothers are dieting and their mothers feel bad about themselves. I mean, maybe it's because I'm in Beverly Hills or New York, but it's happening everywhere.
Absolutely. Liana, let's do this. Let's get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to help people with dressing brilliantly and authentically every single day. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
The minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
9.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you.
and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Our guest this morning is Liana Shauli, and she's spent decades, really the last two decades, consulting CEOs, celebrities, and even political figures on matters of self-image, and she's just really an image therapist. And what an incredibly interesting conversation this is turning into. Liana, I hear a little bit of feedback. And we're talking about how people can get the brilliance out of dressing and still be authentically who they are.
We do. Well, you know, the question that you were just asking me about the lady who called in, Carlette?
Uh-huh. Let me just preface that for everybody.
Yeah.
Someone called in. We were at the top of the show, and we were talking about people, what was coming up on the show, and we were talking about people not necessarily knowing how to choose the right outfit for the right event, whether it's church or club or whatever. And she says that people dress according to what's in them. And so I guess really essentially what she was saying is what's in you comes out of you. And you and I were talking about that during the break, mm-hmm. and you thought, what about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, I think I've seen a lot. I haven't seen it all, but I've seen a lot. I keep seeing new things. And the truth is, yes, we do. We do dress what's inside. But the inside, or let's say, and the inside, Carlette, often has been shattered. Mm. It has been veiled. You know, most of us did not grow up with mothers who held us in the palm of their hand and said, "You, my sweet, are the most beautiful creation God put on this earth." Hmm. We weren't raised like that, you know? Mm-hmm. In the eyes of many, we fail, unfortunately, when we grow up. And so there are wounds, and, you know, Carolyn Mace calls it talking woundology, and I think that we talk woundology to the world often as victims in our clothes. You know, we try to hide. And I have a theory about that, this whole thing about looking. We look at one another, but I don't think often we see one another.
Mm.
So seeing is very different than looking.
Tell me why.
Because I want you to take the eyes from your head, drop them into your heart, and see your mate, your world, your friends through the eyes in your heart. But the eyes in your head are connected to thinking and mm-hmm. judging and no, that's not good enough, and no, it should be like this, and no, it should be... And the truth is, we start that with ourselves. I always say, you know what, girl, you don't need a bad boyfriend in your bed because you're doing a perfectly fine job of beating yourself up.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Absolutely.
You know, my client is standing in front of me in the mirror at the studio, and she goes, "Oh, my God, I look like a cow." And my only thing to that, with a bucket in the middle of the room where the $20 bills go in, is every time you say that, you will hear me say, you are not allowed to talk about my client that way. Mm. Because if I'm talking to myself that way, then I give the world permission to do that. Strength and power and presence and autonomy comes from a self-scribing person who where the inside is really understanding and being present and mindful of what is. Now, it's not all great, but the good stuff is great. So when you're dressing from a place of, I can actually bring joy to the world. I am God's messenger. I am God's creation. The same force, the same beautiful, amazing magnificence that created mountains and rivers and flowers and the smell in a baby's neck, that same beautiful presence created me.
And so how do we help people to get there? Because that is absolutely so true. But nobody that's probably listening, well, maybe one or two, have said that about themselves and about their beauty and about how they were created.
Right. So right now on the phone or right now on this radio show, we have an opportunity to crack open the armor around the heart.
I like that. Let's crack it open.
So cracking the armor open is just for 2 minutes every day. Just for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you get in front of a mirror and find the things that are absolutely amazing about you. Now, for a lot of people, that's very hard in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine God put you on this earth, even if you have to imagine for a minute. Just imagine God put you on this earth for a reason. I always say that you are a symphony. You are part of a symphony. You are a note in God's symphony.
Mm.
And when you don't play your note right, the symphony doesn't sound perfect.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I like that, Liana.
And the truth is that, look, a tree knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
A hummingbird knows what to do.
Mm.
A deer in the forest knows what to do. The whale in the ocean knows what to do. And look at us.
Hmm.
We take our hair and we paint it blonde and then we slice our butts off and we get liposuction and I'm going to
We get a weave.
That.
Don't forget about
get
the weave.
Get a weave.
I've got one.
We get the nails that are 15 inches long and then you can't touch your lover. It's like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, so I'm taking it to the ridiculous, but the truth is, Carlette, is like we are such beautiful, amazing creatures. What it takes for our bodies to do what they do,
mm-hmm.
you know, our feet carry us for 80, 90, 100 years.
Yes.
Does anybody ever stop to think, oh my God, my feet are really beautiful. They're amazing because they carry me every day.
Mm.
And the truth is, when you say, how do we get to brilliance? We get to brilliance through taking a breath, feeling the insides of our eyelids, and being in gratitude for what there is. Because the truth is, if I have to wake up tomorrow and I'm X pounds over my weight, or I am not what I think I should be, and I'm using myself as an example, I got to get on Oprah's couch, and then what am I going to do?
Hmm.
Beat myself up that I'm a little heavy or beat myself up that I'm short? No. Life, when life calls, Carlette, I say, pick up the phone.
Mm. Absolutely.
You know, so I have a choice. I could be mitching and moaning, or I could be saying, hey, listen, I'm only 5'2", but I've got essence, I've got purpose, I'm excited, I've got great hair, I've got this, I've got that. Don't look at the stuff. Like on my business card, it says, be proud of your assets and not ashamed of your flaws.
Hmm.
If we can give your listeners just the 2 minutes every day to just write down everything that's beautiful about you, do a meditation on your own brilliance. That's what I teach my clients to do. That's the cracking the armor open and to just look at yourself as a masterpiece. You know, we don't go out into the woods and say, into the sequoias and say, oh, excuse me, I don't like the color of that tree. Let me spray paint it.
Mm-hmm.
Or let me add a leaf here, or let me, you know, cut the whole stem apart. But we do that to ourselves.
Absolutely, we do.
We don't go into, like I'm going to Italy and I'm taking a group into a museum. And that's usually the place where I teach people about the beauty of who they are, is because we have such reverence for art in a museum. But we are the same. We are a masterpiece. We are these beautiful creations that God made. And I always say, by not living in all your talent, it's like you're spitting into the face of your creator.
Absolutely. And you know what? That just, I wrote down, we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. And I think that you have really gotten down deep into each and every one of, I know, into my psyche and into my spirit to find out what is brilliant, what is good about each and every one of us. And then once you have encompassed that, then you can begin to build on what you have.
Yeah, and connect with us. The reason why we have a tribe, the reason why I call it, you know, my tribe, is because we all need support, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
We are not people alone in islands. And, you know, we think we're breathing. We think we breathe. We are being breathed.
Mm.
You know, we are not breathing. This is not something that you're conscious of or you think, oh, I have to do this every day. And so your beauty emanates in the same way in community. Your presence, your beauty, your brilliance is a choice. You can actually, you know, just like you choose to take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose and say, I'm not going to wear that today because it doesn't bring out the best features of me.
Hmm.
I'm not going to wear that today because it shows up a half an hour before I do, and the only thing people are going to remember is this outfit. I want them to remember me.
And how do we do that? But you have to really know, Liana, that you're doing that. You have to know.
Right.
That your outfit is entering the room before you do. And a lot of people, I think that there is a real disconnect.
Yes, there is. And I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you an exercise. So all of you who are listening, this is a very easy exercise that you can do, and you can get very good at it. So what I want you to do, first of all, an outfit lives on your body. So when you go into a store or you go into your closet, don't hold it up in front of you. Put it on your body. That's where it lives.
Okay.
It doesn't live out there.
Right.
That's the first thing. Then I want you to put it on, and then I want you to close your eyes in front of a mirror, and I want you to get centered. Unlock your knees, unlock your jaw, take a deep breath, feel the insides of your eyelids, and as you open your eyes, be very conscious of what is the first thing that shows up when you open your eyes and look in the mirror.
Hmm.
Because I can, after 30 years of doing this exercise with people, they all get it. They go, oh, my God, I saw the outfit first. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's not the one.
If the outfit shows up before you do, put it back.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? You said something interesting, and you've said it a couple, two, three times. Feel your eyelids. I'm going to have to be honest with you. I have never in my life thought about feeling my eyelids. What in the world? You got to break that down for me.
Feel the insides of your eyelids.
The insides, okay.
So when you can feel the insides of your eyelids, it's like saying, feel the your tongue touching the roof of your mouth. It's a sensation. It's a sensation that you have. You know how when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Mm-hmm.
We put our hand on our heart.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sensation that goes with the words that we speak.
Hmm.
And that is part of what I do. It's based in neurolinguistic programming. So it's a tactile and verbal and audio and thinking process. So it's got four steps. So when I ask you to feel the insides of your eyelids, I say feel it because dressing is a feeling action.
Hmm.
Most people think, oh, well, I have to get dressed and then how do I look?
Right.
Or when I'm speaking on a stage, I sometimes don't take a mirror with me. I say, you don't need a mirror. You need to look at those 2,000 people sitting in the audience and watch them gasp at you being so gorgeous. You don't need a mirror.
Hmm.
But I just always, the first thing I say is, how do you feel? How does it feel? How does it feel to slide your leg into a pair of pants that's silk lined and soft, and when you pull them up and they fit your booty and they fit your waist? How does that feel when you take a cashmere sweater and you slide it over your head and it's moving down your body and it's soft and gentle? Dressing is an embodied feeling sensation. Mm. It's not about the way you look. First it's about the way you feel. Because when you feel good in an outfit, your face lights up.
Absolutely.
So feeling the insides of your eyelids is a term that I use in order to remind you, are you present?
Mm.
Are you here? Are you in your body? Can you feel it?
Wow.
Because, Carlette, a lot of what happens in the world is that we rise into our head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live our lives from our brain.
Mm-hmm.
But the body needs sensation. It needs tactility. It needs touch. It needs love. It needs presence. It needs consciousness to be dropped into every little part of your cells in order for us to be present to what is.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you one thing, Liana. I know that I can speak for myself as well as people that are listening. This takes dressing and what we feel about ourselves and what I feel about myself to a level that I probably had never even fathomed until this absolute morning and this absolute conversation. I absolutely love it. You are passionate. You have brought so much provocation to every part of dressing for me personally this morning, and I know for our listeners. Tell people, Liana, how they can connect with you. I know you've got your ebook coming out. You're doing so many amazing things. And it's something that people really need to connect with on a deeper level, where you're going to